Guelph Collegiate Vocational Institute, or GCVI's music program, is holding its third annual benefit show for the Donkey Sanctuary of Canada on Friday, January 24th. These concerts started 3 years ago following a donation to GCVI of two iconic guitars from two volunteers at the sanctuary based in Puslinch. GCVI says the shows are a way of repaying the sanctuary for their generosity. Bob and Judy Taylor donated a Gibson Les Paul and a Fender Telecaster to the school music program, a gesture Lane Osborne, a GCVI music teacher, says she was incredibly grateful for. Osborne, also the director of the GCVI Chamber Choir, says this year's performance will showcase the music of ABBA and their iconic Gold album. It will also feature special guest musicians from ABBA Mania, Canada's premier ABBA tribute act, a GCVI music alum, and the Guelph Youth Singers. Osborne says this night is one that has an overarching message for students.
We always sort of try to drive it home to our kids that if they're not using their talent for something bigger than themselves, then we've kind of failed as teachers. So this particular community event, it's so important to us to have the support from the community and the attendance of the community to sort of drive home that really important life lesson to the kids.
The show is Pay What You Can, and all proceeds go to the Donkey Sanctuary. Dale Gallotley, the Fund Development Coordinator at the Sanctuary, says the money raised is valuable in helping a large number of donkeys.
There are 90 donkeys and mules on site at the sanctuary farm, and then another 87 that are on DSC host farms at various places in the community. So we support all of those donkeys. So it's 177 donkeys that depend on us.
Osborne added the GCVI alums' saxophone work and the choral help of the youth singers is just the beginning of the outstanding talent that will be broadening the group's sound.
ABBA Mania's keyboard player, Steve McRae, who is just an absolute pro. He'll be playing the keys on all of the tunes. So he's got different synthesizers and different patches on his keyboard that sound exactly like the ABBA song. So it really helps us bring that album to life and to do it justice. It's quite complicated with multi-layer tracking and all of that sort of stuff. We're very fortunate to have our community members come in and help.
She went on to say the usual attendance for this highly anticipated event is about 400 to 600 people, and she hopes to see a good turnout this year for a production with many moving parts. In detailing the concert's history, Gallotley noted there has already been a substantial amount of money raised.
In 2023, they did a Beatles Abbey Road concert, which raised about $2,000 for us. Last year, they did Fleetwood Mac Rumors and brought in another $2,000. So they've already raised over $4,000 over the past few years, which is really significant.
Admission is by donation, and the music kicks off at 7 p.m. Friday night at the GCVI Auditorium. This is Riley Gillespie-Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.